Morning.
Morning. 大家早.
Some of you might not know this, but when I was in high school, I actually attended youth group at this church.
你们也许有人不知道, 其实我在高中生的时候, 我曾经参加本教会的青少年活动。
It was a long time ago, but
很久以前的了。
I have a special place for this church in my heart because of that, because it was such a great help to me.
因为在我心中贵教会有一个非常宝贵的地位，因为我小时候一段非常美好的时光。
So my name is Jeremy, and I serve at Saddleback Church up the road.
我的名字叫做耶利米，我是马鞍山教会的牧师。
And I've been on staff for 13 years, and I'm a pastor, and I also manage the video production.
我在那边服侍了有13年之久，我是一个牧师，同时我也在所谓的这个录像、录影的事工上有所侍奉。
So you could say I'm a filmmaker, but I'm also a Bible student.
你可以说我是一个做电影的，也可以说我是一个圣经读研、读圣经的一个学生。
I have a passion to teach people how to know and follow Jesus better.
我很喜欢教导人怎么样能够更好的追随耶稣。
But I also like TV and film.
但是我也很喜欢电视跟电影。
Not only is it fun to watch, but it also helps me do my job at the church better.
不但是看TV跟看电影很有意思，但是也帮助我能够在教会的工作上能够做得更好。
But sometimes I watch reality TV.
Okay, 但有的时候我必须承认我会看一些所谓的真人秀。
And this isn't really for any good art or good stories.
我看那个并不是为了什么有什么精彩的故事啊，精彩的东西在那边。
But more because sometimes it's fascinating to watch people melt down on TV.
是能够看到很多人在面对这个摄影的机前面完全的崩溃是一件很痛快的事情。
A few years back, ABC had a show called True Beauty.
几年以前 ABC 有一个影集叫做 真正的美, huh?
And on this show, the group of contestants was competing to see who was the most beautiful.
So, 在这个里面有一些人在竞争，然后竞争说谁是最美的人。
So, who had the most symmetrical face, or the prettiest eyes, or you know something like that?
比如说谁的脸的这个对比是最好的，谁有最漂亮的眼睛等等。
But secretly, they were also being tested on their inward beauty, and they didn't know this.
他们所不知道，在暗底下，这个影集也在测验他们的内在美。
So each week there would be a scenario to test their kindness.
所以每一集里面就会有一个情况处境来测试他们是不是有一些所谓的内在美。
And I remember one week they set up a scenario where the contestants had to meet the judges at a building in Los Angeles.
其中有一集就是让这些参赛者个别的到一个地方去面对这个评审。
And while they were walking to the building to meet the judges, there would be a homeless man with a cart full of belongings coming towards them from the other direction.
就在他们要进入这个建筑物的时候，他们就会遇到一个 无家可归的人推着那个所谓的超市那个车子哈，那上面装满了一些衣物，反正破破烂烂的东西都装在那边，然后迎面而来。And
this man, when they passed the contestant, would fall over and spill everything out of his cart and lie on the ground.
就这个人就是在碰到这个参赛者的时候，就会突然就跌了，摔了一大跤，然后跌在地上，然后衣物就是摔满了满地。
He was an actor, but the contestants didn't know that, and the point was to see how they would react.
这个所谓的流浪汉其实是一个演员故意的哈，但是这些参赛者并不知道。
Do you think that they stopped to help the man?
觉得他们这些人会停下来帮这个人的忙吗？
Unfortunately, no.
很不幸的是没有。
Most people ignored him and kept walking right past him into the building.
大部分人就是好像等于就是无视哈。
Now, I know most reality TV isn't real, but I think this moment was.
Yeah, 我知道所谓真人秀其实有很多都是事先安排的，但是我觉得这一个场面应该是真实的。
They didn't know they were being watched or that there were cameras recording their actions.
因为他们并不知道这个摄影机还在继续录影，不知道他们正在被这个注视中。
And for most of them, that moment showed that their beauty was only on the outside.
所以对很多的参赛者，这一刻就代表了说明他们里面并没有所谓的内在美，完全是一些肤浅的外在的东西。
But what would you do if you were in their place?
如果是你们是他们的处境，你们会怎么做呢？
Personally for me, I know that I fail to see others' needs every day.
我个人来说，我觉得我每天都会对别人的需要没有看到别人的需要，常常是这样子。
Sometimes maybe I'm too tired or grumpy or lazy, but I place limits on who I love.
有的是因为是我太累了，或者是心情不太好，所以对我那个我的爱的对象是有一个范围的。
But do we really have to love everyone? I mean, that sounds like a lot of work, right?
我有时候问说，我们真的要爱所有的人吗？每一个人吗？这工作量太大了吧？
Are there people that aren't worth your love?
有的人是不是不值得你去爱呢？是不是他们真的值得你的爱呢？
What about those you want to love? Can you even do that as well as you want to?
甚至说你身边的你应该去爱的人，你有没有做到呢？
But we need to love, right?
但是我们又觉得说我们应该去爱人呢。
What would happen if everyone stopped loving?
如果每个人都不去爱人的话，会是怎么一个状况呢？
Think of a moment where you weren't loved how you should have been, and how did that make you feel?
你可以想象说，当你觉得你需要被爱而不被爱的时候，你的感受如何呢？
It probably didn't feel very good, and we don't want that for ourselves or for other people.
很可能不是感受很良好哈，所以我们不希望自己，也不希望别人
过
这样子。
So who do we love, and how do we love?
所以要问的就是说，我们爱谁，我们要爱谁，然后我们要如何去爱？
That is the question that we need to answer to give life to ourselves and to others.
所以这是我们必须要面对的一个问题，然后我们的生活，我们自己的生命，别的生命就更有意义。
Jesus talked about this very issue.
耶稣就是讲到这个问题。
Just like us today, the Jews in the time of Jesus had come up with ways to limit who they loved.
就有如今天一样，耶稣当代的犹太人，他们也想出一些方法来把他们爱的范围限制在一个范围之内。
They found ways to use God's law to get out of helping other people, which was just the opposite of what the law was for.
他们能够利用神的律法来想办法想出一些不去爱人的点子，这是完全与神的道是背道而驰的。
In fact, the Sirach, which was a book of wisdom literature popular at the time.
Yeah, 在当时有一个非常受欢迎的叫做一个是一个犹太人的一个圣者一个哲者他写的一本书有点像箴言一样叫做德训篇里面有很多所谓教人做人处事的道理
said when you do a good deed make sure you know who is benefiting from it
说当你做一个好事你必须确定谁是最大的受益者
then what you do will not be wasted
这样你所做的一切才不会是一个浪费
You will be repaid for any kindness you show to a devout person.
然后你会因为你对那个人所做的一些好处而得到一些奖赏。
If he doesn't repay you, the Most High will.
如果这个人不对你有所回馈的话，但是最高的至高者他会回馈你。
No good ever comes to a person who gives comfort to the wicked.
没有一个人是对一个恶者去行善会得到一个好报的。
It is not a righteous act.
这不是一个正义的行为。
Give to religious people, but don't help sinners.
你们要帮助一个很有宗教情操的人，但是不要帮助恶者。
That was a common attitude at the time of Jesus.
这就是耶稣那个时代的一大家的普遍的一个态度。
There was a thought that if you loved the wrong person at the wrong time, then it was a waste.
他们认为说，你说爱的人是不对，或者爱的时间不对的话，这就是一种浪费。
It's almost if love was like money, something that you could spend or could run out.
就好比说，好像爱是一种交易，一种钱一样，你可以把它浪费掉，会变没有。
They had found ways to be stingy with God's love.
他们就想出一些法子，然后把神的爱变得一个非常小气的。
And with this in mind, a lawyer came to test Jesus one day.
存着这样的一个心态，就是有一天一个律法师来问耶稣。
This is from Luke chapter 10.
这里就是我们路加福音第十章二十五到二十八节。
Now an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus, saying,
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说。
Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？
He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you understand it?
耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？
The expert answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind.
这个律法师就说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
爱邻舍如同自己。
Jesus said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.
耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。
So the lawyer asks a very good question.
这个律法师问了一个很好的问题。
How do I know I'll be resurrected with the righteous?
当我怎么样才能与这个义人一同的复活呢？
The problem was, he didn't really want an answer to this question.
但问题是说，他问这个问题并不是想要得到一个答案。
This was a test.
这是一个试探。
In this culture, public questions were never for information.
在当时犹太人的文化背景中，当众问一个人，不是真的是想要请教。
If you wanted information from someone, you would ask privately.
如果你真的想要请教一个人，你会私下去请教。
The disciples did this all the time.
我们看到门徒常常这样做。
And so did a man named Nicodemus.
我们知道尼哥底母也是这样子如此行。
He asked the very same question as the lawyer, but because he did it privately, he got an answer.
他问的问题跟律法师问的是一样，但是因为他是私下去拜访耶稣，所以他回答到一个答案。
Public questions were more of a contest to see whose ideas were better.
当一个人在公众的场合问一个问题的时候，这是一相当就是一种辩论的比赛。
So it was very important for Jesus to win these public conversations.
所以对非常重要的，耶稣必须要赢得这样一个公众场合的一种答辩。
Because then he could change the ethics and teach right thinking about God.
这样才能改变当时的一种道德的标准，才能够传讲神的话语。
So Jesus asks.The lawyer, what is written in the law?
所以耶稣就问说，这个律法书写的是什么呢？
He turns the lawyer back to their shared source of authority.
他把这个律法师拨回转向，回到他们共同的一个共同点，也就是律法。
And the lawyer answers right.
那这个律法师回答的也是非常的正确。
He says to love God and to love our neighbors.
他说你要爱神，然后你要爱你的邻舍。
There's a depth to his answer. We need to love God with our whole selves.
这是一个非常深度的回答，因为我们要爱神，要我们全心全意的投入的爱神。
He also connects loving God with loving others. They're not separate.
同时把爱神跟爱别人联合起来，这是一件事的同样的一件事情。
To do the law means to love God and to love others.
爱就是爱神，也要爱别人。
God made people in his image, and if you want to love God, then you need to love others.
因为人是神以神的形象所造，所以你要爱神的话，你也应该爱他所造的人。
So the lawyer answers our initial question, who do we love?
所以这个律法师就问了一个第一个问题，就是那我们要爱谁呢？
We love God and we love others.
我们爱神，我们也爱我们的邻舍。
But the lawyer wanted to justify himself.
但是这个律法师他想要自以为意。
Maybe there were types of people that he just thought weren't worth loving.
也许他有些人是他爱不下去的。
So he asks another question.
所以他就问了再追问的一个问题。
Who then is my neighbor?
那谁是我的邻舍呢？
And Jesus responds with a story to answer his question.
耶稣并没有正面的回答，而是引了一个故事来回答。
Jesus replied.A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
耶稣就回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去。
He fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him up, and went off, leaving him half dead.
落在强盗的手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
Now by a chance, a priest was going down the road.
偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来。
But when he saw the injured man, he passed by on the other side.
看见他就从那边过去了。
So to a Levite, when he came up to the place and saw him,
有一个利未人来到这地，看见他。
Passed by on the other side.
也照样从那里过去了。
But a Samaritan who was traveling came up to where the injured man was.
有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
And when he saw him, he felt compassion for him.
看见了就动了慈心。
He went up to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了。
Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
扶他骑在自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper.
第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主说。
Saying, take care of him, and whatever else you spend, I will repay you when I come back this way.
并且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。
Which of these three do you think became a neighbor to the man who fell in the hands of robbers?
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
The expert in religious law said, the one who showed mercy to him.
这位律法师就说是怜悯他的。
So Jesus said, go and do the same.
耶稣说去照样行吧。
This story would have been shocking to those who heard it.
这个故事对当场听到的人是一个非常震撼的故事。
Imagine a Native American coming to the aid of an injured rancher in the 1800s.
你们可以想象在这个19世纪，好比一个19世纪，一个美国的土族的印第安人碰到了一个白种的牧场的主人。
Or a black man coming to the aid of a white woman in the American South.
又好比是一个黑人碰到了一个在美国十九世纪住美国当时南部的一个大地主，南部的一个白种的女人。
This would be the same thing as a Samaritan coming to rescue a Jew.
这就好比同样的撒玛利亚人碰到一个犹太人。对他帮助是同样的一个让人非常震撼的。
The heroes of this story fail.
在这故事里面讲到祭司跟利未人，他们是所谓的英雄人物，但是他们失败了。
It was expected that the Pharisee or the Levite would have helped the man.
因为人们认为就是这些祭司或是法利赛人，这些宗教的领袖应该来救他们的自己的同胞犹太人。
Today this would be like saying a pastor or a deacon didn't help the injured man.
在今天就好像牧师或者一个长老没有去帮助一个受伤的人一样。
Instead, the hated outsider is shown as the one that we should copy.
相反的是一个外人来帮助，而且是我们应该照他的样子做一个模范。
He had compassion on the injured man and showed this love through his costly actions.
他对这个一个陌生人起了慈心，然后付上很大的代价。
Through this story, Jesus stretches the understanding of the word neighbor.
所以用这个故事，耶稣强调了什么叫做邻舍。
Instead of people like me, people that are good or that agree with me.
说邻舍并不是一些跟我同文同族、跟我很像，或者是对我很好的人。
Neighbor becomes anyone, regardless of race, religion, age, or gender.
所谓的邻舍是不分男女不分种族不分年龄的。
And notice in this story, Jesus asks who became a neighbor.
所以耶稣另外一个在问的一个就是说，谁是成为这个邻舍呢？
The lawyer wanted to know who was my neighbor, who do I have to love?
这个律法师要知道是说谁是我的邻舍，谁是我要关怀的对象。
And instead of answering his question, Jesus is basically asking him,Who are you going to love? Who are you going to be a neighbor to?
但是耶稣问的就是说，哪一个是你要作为一个什么样，自己本身要作为一个什么样的邻舍？
And he's asking that same question to us today.
所以他今天也问我们一个同样的问题。
And If we were in this story, we would want to be more like the Samaritan and less like the lawyer.
所以我如果我们处在当下的话，我们也希望能够更像这位撒玛利亚人，而不是像这个律法师。
Instead of asking who is my neighbor, we need to ask who am I being a neighbor to?
我们要问的不是说谁是我的邻舍，而是问说我是谁的邻舍。
And you can notice in this story, the lawyer can't even mention the Samaritan by name.
但这故事你注意到，这个律法师甚至没有办法提到这个撒玛利亚人这个字。
He calls him the one who showed mercy.
而且是绕个弯儿说那个怜悯他的那个人。
Why is this?
为什么会这样子呢？
It's because he's shocked by the story.
因为他是已经在这个被耶稣这个故事这个震的已经不知道在想什么了。
He came face to face with his own shortcoming in following God's law.
他直接的耶稣让他直接的面对他在遵从神的律法上的一些错误。
And he can't justify himself.
他没有办法为自己找出任何的理由。
Jesus' understanding of what God wants is very far beyond the lawyer's understanding.
耶稣所认知的跟这律法师所认知的是有很大的差距。
And the standard is so high, there's no way the lawyer can meet it without God's help.
事实上，这个标准是如此之高，这个律法师他自己知道他没有办法做到。
If the lawyer wants to truly love God, he needs to rely on God to help him to love others he can't or won't love.
如果他真的要爱神的话，他必须要靠神的大能来帮助他，他才能够做得到。
See, the lawyer's answer was correct, but it wasn't complete.
这个律法师的答案并没有错，但是不是完整的，不是完全的。
Jesus shows that God's higher law is unconditional love.
耶稣告诉我们，这个更高一层的爱是一个没有限度、没有范围的爱。
It is a costly love without limits.
而且是一个付上高代价、没有任何底线的这种高代价。
And Jesus makes this command personal to us through this story.
在这个故事里，耶稣也向我们重申了他对我们的需求。
He says, "Don't worry about others. Be a good neighbor yourself."
他就说，你不要担心谁是你的邻舍，你把自己做好，做成一个别人的邻舍就好了。
I recently saw a story in social media.
我最近在这个所谓的 social media， 中文是什么？或者whatever， 社交群体啊，社交像什么 Facebook 啊，这些苏联啊，
Facebook,
什么这些 Twitter 啊，这些的哈 ，you know，OK，、okay、社交媒体 ，OK， 好。然后看了一个这样的故事，就是他在苏联上看到这样一个真的故事。
There was a pregnant woman. There was a pregnant woman flying alone with her 20-month-old son.
所以有一个妇人，她。去坐飞机，然后带着他一个大概快两岁的一个小儿子。
Like most kids on airplane flights, her son was upset and fussy, but he wouldn't rest.
像任何的小朋友，他坐飞机一样，他就是很难安定下来，然后就一直在那边吵闹。
Then the man sitting next to her told the mom that he was a dad and offered to help.
然后这位坐在这位妇女旁边这位男士，他就告诉这个妇人说。我可以帮你的忙吗？
So he picked up the son and walked up and down the aisle the whole flight from Minneapolis to Atlanta so she could rest.
所以在整个从明尼阿拿波勒斯到亚特兰大这一段的这飞行的飞行的这个时间内，这个男人他就抱起这个女人的两岁的儿子，抱在肩膀上，然后在这个走道上上上下下走，所以整段的过程就他在。招呼这个小男孩，然后他这个妈妈才能够休息。
One of the passengers was so moved by this that she took a photo and shared it on Facebook.
有一个乘客因为太感动了，就照了一张照片，然后在脸书上分享。不是素脸。
And under the photo, she wrote.
然后在这个照片底下，她写着。
This man walked the aisle most of the flight from Minneapolis to Atlanta.
这位男士在整个的飞行的过程中，就是在那边照顾这个小男孩。
Comforting this woman's son as if he was his own.
就好像这个男孩子是他自己的小孩一样。
I was in tears.
我已经是几乎要哭了。
Not because he was white and she was black.
因为他是一个白人，这个妇人是一个黑人。
But because it showed me today that there are still good people out there in a world full of turmoil.
让我知道，在这个动乱的时代当中，你还是有许多许许多所谓的好人在那里。
I thought this story was amazing.
我觉得这个故事太棒了。
This man saw a need and then he met it to the best of his ability.
这个人他就看到一个有人有这个需要，他就尽量的能够满足这个妇人的需要。
Personally, if it was me, I might have ignored it.
如果是我的话，很可能就视而不见了，装的没看到。
I might have just put my headphones on and just ignored it, or just maybe not even noticed it.
或者是没见到，或者看到了，我就把那个耳机戴上哈。
But this man noticed it and decided to help.
那这个人看到了，而且是起而行，就是去帮助。
And because of that, his story has been shared over 130,000 times on Facebook.
所以因为这样的一个行动，所以他的这个照片跟这个故事在脸书上面，大概有13万人之多来共享哈。你们很有自觉力，很好。
So what are the lasting effects of this story?
所以这是一个很影响力是非常源远流长的。
He took a small amount of effort, but I think the effect is more than he could have even imagined.
他对他来说，也许是他认为是一个举手之劳，但是这个影响是非常长远的，非常大的。
The good that he did will have lasting effects.
他的作为是一个可以流传下去的。
Jesus also models the love that the Samaritan showed.
耶稣他本身也亲自的示范这个所谓的撒玛利亚人的一个善的好的作为。
We might not be lying on the road injured, but we are injured by our own choices, our sins.
我们也许不是在躺在路上，一个受伤的人躺在路上，但是我们受的伤往往是我们自己的罪所受的伤。
And Jesus sees these injuries and stops to heal our wounds.
耶稣看到我们所受的，因为罪所受的伤，他就停下来，然后医治我们，照顾我们。
This is a costly love, his very life.
他所付的代价是他的生命，这是一个最大的人可以所能付的一个代价。
We may not even be looking for him, but he finds a way to connect with us and heal us.
我们也许根本不知道他在哪里，但是他能够找到一个方法，找到我们，然后与我们有一个关系。
He gives mercy and grace to all, regardless of race, gender, age, or religion.
然后他的恩典，他的怜悯是给所有的人，不论你是何种的，你是何什么样的种族，什么样的年龄，不论你是男或是女。
Who is my neighbor then?
那谁是我的邻舍呢？
Your neighbor is anyone whose needs you see and meet.
你的邻舍就是你能看到所看到范围之内有需要的人，你看到了，那就是你的邻舍。
Your neighbor is anyone whose needs you see and meet.
你的邻舍就是你看到的有需要的人，然后你去帮助他，满足他的所需，这就是你的邻舍。
If we want to follow Jesus, we need to copy what he does.
如果我们要跟随耶稣，我们就必须要学他的样。
So first we love God with our whole being, and then we love those we see in need that are around us.
然后第一样是我们要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽所有的一切的爱神，接着就是要怎么也如此爱人如己。
So I have a question for you.
所以我对大家有一个问题。
Do you restrict those you love, you serve, or you give time and attention to?
你对你所爱的人或者你所服侍的人，你是不是有设下一个范围呢？
Is there someone in need around you that you may have overlooked?
在周围有些人你看到有需要，但是你也许就忽视了呢？
Maybe there's one person that comes to mind right now who you can be a neighbor to.
这边你也许心里上马上就浮起一个人，觉得哎，我也许可以对这个人做一个好的邻舍。
So you can recognize this need and then meet it in the name of Jesus.
然后你可以看到这个需求，你就以奉主耶稣基督的名来服侍。
Personally, I know there's unmet needs all around me.
我自己来说，我也知道我周围有很多的需要是我没有办法满足的。
When I get home from work, I know that my wife has been with the kids all day and she wants to have adult conversation.
Yeah, 我知道当我是从下班回来以后，我知道我妻子最需要的，因为她整天就是跟小孩在一起，她最需要就是跟一个成年的人讲成年人的话。
And I know even that I'm really tired, I should take time and be attentive and listen to my kids.
对我的孩子的话，我也知道，这虽然是很累的，但是我应该怎么样，听听我孩子们要讲的一些小孩子的话。
There's also needs that I can meet that from my coworkers or my small group Bible study or my church or the neighbors on my street.
也许同样的，在我教会中的同事，我的小组的查经里面的组员，甚至是我旁同一个街道上的人，他们也有许多需要是我能够看到而且能够帮助的。
What I want for all of us is to embody the radical love of Jesus.
所以我希望大家有这边有个期望盼望，就是大家能够行使出耶稣的这样的一个超怎么讲很OK whatever 很超乎人的标准的这样的一个行为。
And you canact like Jesus by recognizing and meeting the needs of those around you.
So you can learn from Jesus.
And you don't have to do it by yourself either. You have a whole church to help you. But try it out because it will make a lasting difference in your lives and the lives of others.
你这样的做的话，你在你自己生命中，在你周围人的生命中，都会起一个很大的作用。
I have a trick that I use to help me remember how, who and how we should love.
OK, 我一个小小的秘诀，让我认记得这个我们要去爱什么样的人，要怎么样去爱。
First, you love God in such a way that you're loving others.
第一个就是你是如此的爱神，以至于你能够如此的爱别人。
And then you love others.
你就是爱神，然后爱人，对。
And then you love others in such a way that you are loving God.
另一个就是你是如此的爱别人，以至于你能够如此的爱神。
I started by talking about reality TV.
我开始的时候讲到所谓的真人秀。
Life is not like reality TV.
人生并不是一个真人秀。
You're not in a competition for prizes.
你不是在为了一个奖赏在那边竞争。
There's no cameras that are recording everything you do.
也没有一个摄影机就在24小时的录。
And if you wanted, you could get away with overlooking the needs of others, and no one would know.
Yeah, 你事实上可以完全避免掉别人知道你的作为。
But should you do this?
但是你要如此做吗？
How would you feel if there were cameras recording your actions and you had to watch it back someday?
如果是真的有一个摄影机一天二十四小时照你，然后你还要怎么样回头来看这个录影的话，你会觉得如何呢？
What would you say to those you ignored?
你对这些你完全无视或者忽视的人，你会说什么呢？
What would you say to God?
然后你对神又是一个什么样的反应呢？
Do your actions show that your love goes beyond just looking loving?
你的行动表现出来是你只是做一些看起来很有爱心的吗？
Is loving others at the center of who you are?
而是爱别人是你的中心的，你的人的一个本质呢？
So be on the lookout for who you can be a neighbor to.
所以大家注意一下，你的周围有哪一些人是你可以作为他的好邻舍的。
That way, real needs are met.
这样的话，人的需要被满足。
Jesus is glorified.
耶稣的名被荣耀。
And new people come to meet him.
然后有新的人来认识主耶稣基督。
Please pray with me.
祷告。
Father, thank you for this church.
恩主耶稣，感谢你为这个教会，感谢你。
Thank you for the work that you're doing through the people here.
你感谢你从这些人身上所做的一些作为。
We pray that this church continues to grow in deep love for you.
我希望这个教会能够继续不断成长，能够增深你对你的爱。
And equally deep love for their neighbors, those around them in need.
同样的能够照顾到灵舍的需要，也爱同样的像爱你一样的爱他们的灵舍。
We know that loving everyone on our own power doesn't work.
我们也知道靠我们自己是没有办法去爱人的。
We know it would be too much and it would be exhausting.
你知道如果是这样的话，是非常会觉得非常的疲劳的。
So we ask for your power to help us love better.
所以我们请求你赐给我们大能，让我们能够爱得更好更深。
And we ask for your eyes to help us notice the needs of those around us.
也求主你让我们来打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看到周围有些人的需要。
And we ask for your hands to help us meet these needs in your way.
也求你让我们的手能够伸出来，能够帮助这些人。
And Jesus, thank you for your love for us.
感谢主你对我们的爱。
That you saw our needs and meet them.
因为你看到我们的需要，而且你满足了我们的需要。
And that you continue to meet them every day.
然后你还是不断的每天的继续不断的满足我们的需要。
Please help us live in this reality.
主啊，让我们在这个真实的生活中能够活出这样的样式。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
好，信靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Thank you.